The problem was all the bands that were trying to play original, the clubs only wanted to hear other people's music unless you already had a record deal. In other words, if you had a record contract, you could go play anywhere and it was a big deal. Hey, and I'll always remember it was CBS recording artists, you know, RCA recording artists, Warner Brothers recording artists. And that made a big splash everywhere because then hey, this is a signed act. These guys are from Philly, you know? So when the punk movement came, nobody had a label. It was all independent at that point. It was almost back like the 60s. Remember the 60s? They all put records out. So anyway, that's the way I see it. I think it's a cycle anyway, the business, music business. And I think the 60s now became, you know, back late 50s, 60s. Now this is the way they did it. In the 70s, 80s, the kids started doing it. And then the major labels picked up on it. Romantics got signed and Rhythm, you know, all these other bands started getting signed left and right, you know, Sponge.